Raised in Bellingham and educated at USC, Bear McCreary was hired in 2003 to help compose the score for the remade TV series Battlestar Galactica. Living in Los Angeles, he's worked on other TV programs and movies. In 2010, he got involved with The Walking Dead, thanks to his relationship with producer Frank Darabont, who worked on Shawshank Redemption and is a fan of Battlestar.
I was probably one of the first people hired. I was actually hired before they had fully cast and certainly before they had shot the pilot. So, you know, before cameras even rolled, I was already thinking about themes and instrumentation, and that gave me a long lead time to build up a unique style for the show.
While working on Battlestar, Bear worked closely with those who produced the on-screen elements, a collaboration that continues with The Walking Dead.
I was working with the writers, I was working with the directors, and that is uncommon, but I found myself in that position a number of times, and I think part of it is that I've just been very fortunate in the series that I've worked on, and I've worked on series that necessitate a different way of thinking about the music.
Since plot lines change, so does the music.
But you get characters on television, especially in the contemporary era where the writing is really evolving. But you get these characters in television that are complicated people. Sometimes they make mistakes and they make decisions that we don't agree with. And the heroes are not always the heroes, and the villains are not always the villains. And when you're assigning musical themes to these people, you find that you need to adapt and you need to grow and have these themes over long stretches of time evolve in pretty major ways.
I asked if different genres of shows need specific musical themes.
I try not to get bogged down by the expectations of the genre. If anything, that kind of genre scoring for me tells me what I don't want to do. And I find that I want you're clear of some of the musical cliches and tropes that have developed over decades of storytelling in these genres. Rather than dictating what I should do, it kind of gives me the points that I should avoid, and I look for other creative ways of solving problems and telling a story that needs to be told.
Now he's working on a series for the BBC and Starz called Da Vinci's Demons.
It's more kind of Indiana Jones than any sort of what you would expect a Renaissance or period piece to sound like. And there's no aliens or zombies in it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Eric Hines, Como News Radio.